The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. We serve a good God. Pastor said, a mighty God, a great God. Lord, we serve a big God. A big God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just think about it, Tyrone. We serve a big God. Big God. He's bigger than the universe. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Well, I want to say good evening, good evening, good evening to everyone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, every time I tell him thank you. I can't help but to say it again, Miss Annie Mae. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just want to keep on telling him thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you did. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Want to say good evening to everyone. We thank and praise God for this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Miss Jones, for giving me an opportunity to share with the peoples of God. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to go before our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for that name that you have given unto us. A name that we can use, a name that we can treasure. And Lord, we tell you thank you tonight. Thank you for that name that we was able to come out and assemble to here together tonight. We thank you, Lord, for those that are watching in. We thank and praise you for it. Father, I pray that the word that you have given unto me, I will share it as you have gave it to me, to your people. The people will be edified. You will be glorified. And I'll do it in the name of Jesus. And all the glory and all the honor will be unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, our subject will be, when you have done all you know to do, stand. When you have done all that you know to do, Nikki, you stand. You stand. You stand. Praise be to God. And we're going to start reading in Psalms 1. It reads, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in season. His leaves also shall not wither, but whatsoever he does, it shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but I like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We're going to focus in tonight on that third verse. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in season, and its leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, prosper. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. When I was reading that, or when the Lord gave me that scripture, I started thinking about some things. And I started remembering when I was a child growing up, going to church. There's a verse in that song, I shall not be moved. That song became part of me. That was the song, I shall not be moved. You know, when we was going, I was going to church, and that song was one of a congregation song. Y'all remember that? Then it was one of them old revivals we used to have. And we get to singing that song, I shall not be moved. You know, I remember singing that song as a little girl. And boy, I was singing the way I sing it like that. But I thought it was sounding good. And I would look around at people in the church, and that song by itself just do something to you when you start seeing things that you shall not be removed. But Tyrone, I didn't know in order to be like that tree, a person that shall not be moved, you have to be born again. I ain't know that, Tyrone. That song just sounds good to me. I said, it just sounds good in my spirit. You know, it just sounds good to sing. Whatever I was standing on, I ain't going to be moved by it. And I was thinking in line of the word of God.